If someone described you the way they describe federal technology systems, you'd punch them in the nose. We've read your comments in our website and Facebook. And as Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp tells us, you're sounding off about, of all things, information technology.
Basically, these systems are old, fat, and dare we say, ugly. And that was the theme of several stories that our executive editor, Jason Miller, wrote over the past week or so. He had one story that got a lot of attention called The State of Federal Technology, A Crisis Bigger Than Y2K. Remember that?
I do. I lived through it.
Right. We all lived through it. But it was scary up until that point, right? But anyway, so he's quoting here the U.S. Chief Information Officer, Tony Scott, who's basically saying that federal IT, these legacy systems that date back decades, are slowing down the government when it comes to nearly everything that you want technology to do, including mission effectiveness and cybersecurity. So we got a lot of comments on that. I'll just read you a couple. CovCom, that's the pseudonym they use on federalnewsradio.com, says, I occasionally boot an old computer that uses DOS 622. It still does one and only one specific thing just as good as it did the day it was purchased new. No network. It doesn't need it or care. And the BIOS was fixed with a Y2K patch back then, but it didn't matter anyway. Sometimes the old systems are not so bad after all.
Well, if he's got a computer that old, I suggest he never turn it off because it's going off and on that ages a computer. I'd leave that guy on all the time.
But he has a point, right? I mean, tech the way that you do. But, you know, basically, he's saying, you know, maybe if you have something, it's like an old car. If the car gets you where you need to go safely, why play around with it? And I have to say, you know, I mean, with Congress, on one hand, you hear them talking about the need for better cybersecurity of federal systems. On the other hand, agencies in their appropriations requests are asking for money to modernize, and they're not getting it. So there is that. I want to read one more about this story. Someone who calls himself Are You Sure One? There must be just an Are You Sure? But Are You Sure One says, inserting tongue in cheek, left out of Mr. Scott's speech was the name of the COTS software that will, out of the box with no modifications, perform the necessary governmental tasks, comply with all legal mandates, and be flexible enough to answer all legislative inquiries, removing tongue from cheek. And later wrote an additional comment. What I meant was in the COTS from Oracle, SAP, or Microsoft Dynamics ERP. Perhaps DoD is a version of Vista, an ADA programming language. Perhaps CDC has software that could be used for Medicare that is written in mumps.
That guy's been around a while. Let's just put it that way.
Right. And a bit cynical. And I think that's, you know, but you get from our listeners here. Moving on, there were a couple of different stories of note to those who do think that government IT systems need a lot of work. Jason had another story, 11,700 and counting data centers back on the chopping block. This is the opposite of what the White House wants to happen. They want agencies to consolidate their data centers. Instead, there seems to be more and more of them popping up.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. Yes, when the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative was launched, however many years ago, 5-6 years ago, they thought there were 5,000 data centers. But the thing that's really going on is that they are lowering the definition of what constitutes a data center. It used to be, I think it had, when they started, it had to have a minimum of 500 square feet. Now, if a closet has a rack of stuff in it with blinking lights, that counts as a data center. And there's a good point to that because all those little closets and cabinets with just a couple of things tucked away in them are on the network. They are vulnerable. They are expensive. And so they should be included in what it is that's closed and rolled up too, I guess.
Right. Well, and you know, I think skepticism is a healthy thing, and certainly there's a lot of that from our readers. Somebody who calls himself Sailor writes, compartmentalization and redundancy have value in a world that is so dependent on computers and yet so vulnerable to their disruption and data theft. I'm sure it would be cheaper to just post all of the federal data to Facebook and wipe the hard drives of all federal computers ourselves rather than spend the money on anti-malware. But is that really going to give us a more effective and secure government? And Styles DC writes, 11,700 data centers and every single one of them probably has been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence. Of course, that's in addition to the ones the feds probably don't even know to count.
Yeah, well, that person has a point. I was looking at one of the online maps showing cyber attack activity, purporting to show it anyway. And it's a big map of a white outline on a black background and all the countries you can see and all the capitals of the world and little like comets shooting across the map in the direction that the cyber attack is headed. And this morning, they were all aimed at seemingly Washington State, looked like Seattle, and they were all coming from China. So, well, whether it's an animation or really a reflection of current activity, I don't know. I can't vouch for that website. I couldn't take my eyes off it, but that person has a point.
Right. Well, and agencies say, you know, they beat off dozens, if not hundreds, of attempts a day at their critical systems. And so, yes, I mean, they're probably not every single one of these data centers has been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence. But, hey, we're all jittery. We just don't know. Right. And we've seen what can happen with this OPM data breach that we're still reeling from. And speaking of that, I did want to mention one other thing to round out this this sort of theme of government technology and where it doesn't work. OPM's customer service system really hit a wall. Employee Express is the system that feds use to update their payroll information, things like that. It's open season. And because of all these new cybersecurity precautions the OPM is taking, the system couldn't handle all of the customers that were needing to update their information. And so OPM's help desk was overloaded. And this was something that Jason Miller got a hold of. It's gotten a lot of attention because, of course, people are very frustrated. They've got only a limited window to make these decisions on health benefits. And if they can't do it because of cybersecurity, then, you know, what good is the system?
It's kind of like the evil spawn of healthcare.gov. Little mushrooms of bad service popping up everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to follow you into healthcare.gov, but right, exactly. So anyways, and of course, you know, if you look at OPM's perspective on this, of course they've got to harden the system and modernize the system because we've seen what can happen. But anyways, customer service is a component too.
Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp. You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.